Our High Calling, How to Grow in Grace, July 30th. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. How is it possible that we may grow in grace? It is possible to us only as we empty our hearts of self and present them to heaven, to be molded after the divine pattern. We may have a connection with the living channel of light. We may be refreshed with the heavenly dew and have the showers of heaven descend upon us. As we appropriate the blessing of God, we shall be able to receive greater measures of His grace. As little children, we are to sit at the feet of Christ, learning of Him. We should not allow a day to pass without gaining an increase of knowledge in temporal and spiritual things. We are to plant no stakes that we are not willing to take up and plant further on, nearer the heights we hope to ascend. The highest education is to be found in training the mind to advance day by day. The close of each day should find us a day's march nearer the overcomer's reward. Day by day, our understanding is to ripen. Day by day, we are to work out conclusions that will bring a rich reward in this life and in the life to come. Looking daily to Jesus instead of to what we ourselves have done, we shall make decided advancement in temporal as well as spiritual knowledge. The end of all things is at hand. What we have done must not be allowed to place the period to our work. The captain of our salvation says, "Advance, the night cometh in which no man can work." Constantly we are to increase in usefulness. Our lives are always to be under the power of Christ. Our lamps are to be kept burning brightly. He who places himself where God can enlighten him advances, as it were, from the partial obscurity of dawn to the full radiance of noonday. We must put to the stretch every spiritual nerve and muscle. God does not desire you to remain novices. He wants you to reach the very highest round of the ladder and then step from it into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.